前面真的有好多空位置。
There truly is a lot of space in the front.
如果方便的话，是请大家往前坐，我希望大家能够离我近一点。
We ask that everyone can move up closer. I want you closer to me.
那感谢主，我们今天有机会在神的话里面一起有一点交通。
We thank the Lord that we can have some fellowship from His own words.
那我今天要跟大家分享的题目是我所侍奉的耶和华。
The topic that we have today is Jehovah from whom I serve.
那经文是在列王记上17章第一节到第七节。
The verses are in 1 Kings chapter 17 verses 1 to 7.
那我们开始之前还是有一点祷告。
Let's pray first.
主说我们感谢你再次给我们这样的机会，让我们能够在你话语面前有学习。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for a chance to study your words before you again.
主啊，我们就把下面的时间再次交在你的手中。
So commit to your hands again our following time.
主啊，你知道为你做出口的人是何等的有限。
You know the limitations of ones who speak for you.
主啊，就求你亲自来帮助他。
You help them.
主啊，你若不说话，我们就没有话可说。
If you don't speak, there's nothing really we can say.
主啊，你更知道我们每个人在你面前的光景。
You also know each person's situation and heart before you.
你也知道我们里面的需要。
You know our needs as well.
主啊，就求你，你亲自向我们众人来讲话。
May you speak to us individually.
主啊，让我们说的能够说得清楚。
So that the one who speaks can be clear.
帮助我们听的能够听得明白。
That the people who listen can understand.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那其实我想，我们主日信息常常讲很多圣经里面的人物。
During Sunday sermons, we talk about a lot of characters in the Bible.
那我们常常讲亚伯拉罕，讲以撒，讲雅各。
Talk about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, people like that.
讲大卫，讲扫罗。
David, Saul.
我们很少讲以利亚。
We haven't talked too much about Elijah.
那列王记上十七章第一节到第一节到第七节，其实讲的是以利亚。
First Kings 17, 1 to 7 speaks about Elijah.
我们很少讲以利亚都做了什么。
We say very little about what he has done.
可能他的名字我们大家都知道。
I think we all know his name.
但他具体做什么我们可能不见得很清楚。
But specifically what he did, we're not that familiar with.
那据说在一个聚会里面有一对年轻的couple.
I heard that in a particular gathering there's a young couple.
那这个太太刚刚生了一对双胞胎的男孩。
And the wife gave birth to twin boys.
那非常高兴，就请教会弟兄姊妹来家里开个 party 庆祝一下。
They were overjoyed, so they had a welcome party for the babies.
那庆祝的过程里面，这个弟兄就请说来参加这个 party 的一个年长弟兄来为两个孩子有点祝福的祷告。
And in that party, they invited an older brother to have a prayer of blessing for them.
那我知道，好像昨天我们当中也有 baby shower， 也有这个。教会的牧师为小孩子做祝福的祷告。
From what I understand, I think there was a baby shower last night, and a particular pastor from other church.
那这位年长的弟兄就为两个小孩子为这个couple 来祷告。
So this old brother prayed for the two children.
所以他就说：“主啊，我感谢你将这么可爱又健康的两个 baby 赏赐给我们的弟兄和姐妹。
”And he said something like this: "Lord, we thank you so much for giving such cute, adorable, healthy twin boys."
那求你继续祝福这个家。
May you continue to bless this.
也保守这两个孩子。
You guard these two kids.
那求你更多的得到这个孩子，就像你当初得到以利亚和以利沙这对双胞胎一样。
And may you gain this twin just like how you gained the twin brothers in Elijah and in Elisha.
这圣经里面有以利亚，也有以利沙，对不对
？Now there is Elijah and Elisha in the Bible, right?
那他们的名字是很近，就差一个字。
There's only one character difference between their names.
但他们不是双胞胎。
But they were not twins.
他们是师徒的关系。
They were master and apprentice.
那很多的时候我们对以利亚的认识可能就是仅仅知道他的名字而已。
Many times, maybe some of us, our understanding of Elijah stops at his name.
这是我第一个要为什么要选这段经文的原因。
That's one reason why I chose this topic.
那第二个原因是我个人非常喜欢以利亚。
Second reason is that I admire Elijah personally.
那我相信我们当中一些弟兄姊妹也很喜欢他，甚至把自己的名字，因为名字起的都是以利亚。
Other brothers, I'm sure they agree to the point where they have their taken their name, taken his
name. 那我曾经有个愿望，就是说把圣经里面说讲到关于以利亚的地方都挑出来，然后认真的读几遍。
I had a thought once that I was going to extract all verses and all mentions of Elijah in the Bible and read it a few times.
你会发现，当你把这些都挑出来读的时候，会非常非常的兴奋。
You'll find out that you get very excited when you read about him.
因为以利亚实在是一个非常有大能的先知。
Because Elijah was a powerful prophet.
就像圣经里面说，他说话行事都有大能。
Like in the Bible, it says he was a prophet of power and strength.
那同时他是又是一位非常富有传奇色彩的。
And he was a very legendary character.
那他在圣经里面，在十七章里面是突然的出现。
He shows up abruptly in 1 Kings 17.
那列王记第二章里面，他又神秘的消失了。
Then he mysteriously disappeared in the beginning of 2 Kings.
那圣经里面只有两个人是没有经过。这个肉身的死就去见神了。
There were only two people mentioned in the Bible who did not meet death before seeing their Lord.
那一位叫以诺。
First one was Enoch.
圣经里面说他与神同行三百年，神就把他取走。
In Genesis it says Enoch walked with the Lord 300 days and then the Lord took him.
那另外一位就是以利亚。
The other person is Elijah himself.
那圣经里面说他在旋风当中就升上天去。
The Bible says he was taken up in a whirlwind.
他们两位都姓以。
And,
啊，没听见。他们的 family name 都是姓同一个姓。
Oh, their family name has the same last name, both of them.
那简直就是我们常常讲的叫来无影去无踪。
It's like when we say we come from nowhere and we disappear without a trace.
那以利亚还有另外一个特别的地方，就是他是先知的代表。
Another characteristic of Elijah, he represents the prophets.
那记不记得耶稣在这个变化山上登山变相的时候，有两个人忽然出现在耶稣的旁边。
If you remember the transfiguration of Jesus, two people appeared before him on the mount.
那一位是摩西，另外一位就是以利亚。
Moses and the other one was Elijah.
那在那里，摩西所代表的是律法。
There, Moses represented law.
那以利亚所代表的就是先知。
Elijah represented prophets.
所以你看，以利亚是一个非常非常特别的人物。
So you can see from that light that Elijah is a very special character.
那我还有一个最后一个要分享以利亚的原因，是因为以利亚的侍奉。
Last reason I want to share about him, Elijah, is because of his service to.
如果我们读以利亚所有关于以利亚的经典，我们会发现以利亚一生的侍奉只有一个目的。
If we read all related to Elijah, we find out that he only has one purpose.
他就是要把当时的神的百姓以色列百姓从拜偶像当中能够唤醒，能够归回到真神面前。
And that was to awaken the people of Israel and turn them from idol worship.
其实这也是今天我们教会在地上所要侍奉的目的。
Actually, this is one of the reasons that we serve in this world still in church.
那旧约其实结束在最后马拉基书的第四章第五节和第六节。
Old Testament ends with Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6.
这是旧约圣经最后的两节经文。
The last two verses of the Old Testament.
那里面说看那耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
Malachi 4, 5 and 6. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
He shall turn the heart of the fathers to children, the heart of children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
那之后就是大概四百年左右的这个静默的时期，神没有再讲话。
And then there were 400 years of no prophet speaking.
那后来主耶稣第一次来。
And then Lord Jesus came the first time.
那在主耶稣来之前，有世袭约翰，在主耶稣先来。
Before Jesus himself, his forerunner John the Baptist came.
他就是这段经文所预表的先知以利亚要先来。
It was John the Baptist that Malachi is referring to here in verse 5.
所以是约翰讲说他要预备主的道，修直他的路。
It's to prepare the way for the Lord and make his path straight.
所以相信我们，当我们主第二次要来的时候，他要寻找那些有以利亚心智的人。
So you can infer that the second time Lord comes back, he will find people, believers that have the same mind as Elijah.
这些神的儿女要像施洗约翰一样，要向众人讲说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
These children ought to speak like this: The kingdom is at hand. Repent.
他们也要唤醒神的儿女来跟随主。
It will also awaken God's children to follow Him.
那我们常常强调要预备等候主的再来。
We emphasize a lot that we ought to prepare ourselves for His second coming, for His return.
所以我相信，当我们来看以利亚一生侍奉的时候，实在能够帮助我们，让我们能够知道如何预备，如何来等候主。
And by looking at Elijah, I think it could help a great deal in that regard.
那如果我们来看以利亚侍奉的话，其实他一生的侍奉和我们有很多相似的地方。
If you look at Elijah's service and compared to our own, there are a lot of similarities.
就是有高有低，起起伏伏。
There's highs and lows and up and downs.
他侍奉的最高峰是在加密山上。
Perhaps his most significant service was on Mount Carmel.
他一个人打败了850个假先知。
He by himself defeated 850 false prophets.
那圣经上说是400个是巴利的先知，450个是巴利的先知，400个是亚瑟拉的先知。
The Bible says 450 of those 850 were Baal false prophets, and the remaining are worshippers of Asherah.
一比八百五完胜。
1 to 850.
This is victory. These are all recorded in 18 chapters.
All this was listed in chapter 18 of 1 Kings.
So, if you want to talk about Elijah's service, you must talk about the victory of the Mount Carmel.
When you talk about Elijah overall, you ought to mention Mount Carmel and the victory there.
But if you want to talk about the victory of the Mount Carmel, actually, God did a lot of work in Elijah's life before
that. But actually, before that, what transpired on Mount Carmel, the Lord gave Elijah a lot of preparation.
所以我想来想去，我决定我还是从十七章开始。
So after some consideration, I decided to start with chapter 17 instead.
那我把十八章那个最高潮的部分留在以后。
We'll leave the climax of chapter 18 for another time.
如果以后我们有机会，我们再一起分享。
If we have another chance, we'll share that next.
好，那现在我们一起来读《列王记上》十七章第一节到第七节。
So let's go to 1 Kings chapter 17.
那无论你用英文也好，用中文也好，我们大家一起同声来把这七节的经文一起来念一遍，不是很长啊。
In either language, let's read together. It's not that long.
那我们一起来哈。基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，不下雨。”耶和华的话临到以利亚说：“你离开这里，往东去，常在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那溪里的水。我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。”于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东的基利西旁，乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。好，我们就读这七节。
We'll
end at 7. 那我想借着这七节，我从四个方面来有一点交通和分享。
Through these seven verses, I want to share four points.
那第一个是讲到说神知道。
First is God knows.
那第二点讲到说神保守。
Second, God protects.
第三点讲神供应。
God provides.
最后一点讲神教导。
God teaches.
那在我开始之前，我想还是先有点背景的介绍。
Let me introduce the background before that.
那以防我们当中有一些新来的朋友，或者是初信的弟兄姐妹。
In case we have any new believers or friends that don't know this.
那我们先看一下什么是先知哈。
Let's look first. What is a prophet?
那先知其实是旧约时代里面在以色列百姓当中非常一个特别的职分。
Prophet was a special role by a man of God in the Old Testament.
是一群非常特别的人。
A special group of people.
那他们是从神那里领受神的使命，然后替神来讲话。
They receive special commission from the Lord and speak for the Lord.
用我们今天的话来讲，就是神的代言人。
As we say today, the
今天很多的时候，我们可以讲说我是这个产品的代言人。
There are representatives of this product or this company, like we say today.
但先知其实就是神的代言人。
Prophets are representatives of God.
那新约以后就不再有先知了。
That role of prophets is gone.
因为圣经里面特别是路加福音里面讲到说，律法和先知是到使徒约翰为止。
Because Jesus said in New Testament somewhere in Luke that the law and prophets were until the time of John the Baptist.
因为今天神说的话都在圣经里面，借着圣灵启示给我们。
Because a lot of God's word are in the Bible and His Spirit.
所以不需要再有先知来特别的把神的话作为中转来代言转给我们听。
So there is needless. We don't need prophets to tell us what God already
told us.
The word Elijah means Lord is my God.
那其实以利亚所做的事情跟他的名字是一样的，就是要告诉当时的百姓讲说耶和华是神，是真神。
We'll find that his actions match a lot with his name. That is to proclaim to the people that the Lord is God.
那以利亚当时所处的年代是在以色列南北分国的时候。
He lived in a time when Israel was split in two: Israel in the north and Judah in the south.
那南国叫犹大，北国叫以色列。
Judah in the south, Israel in the north.
那南国还好一点，南国偶尔还会有好王出现。
Through the history, if you see in the Bible, that there were occasionally good kings in the south.
那每当有好王出现的时候，那个结果就是国泰民安。
In Judah, whenever there was a good, godly king, there was peace.
那北国比较凄惨一点，北国从头到尾就没有一个好。
In the north, it was a lot more devastating. There was almost no good kings at all.
美国北国所有的王都是带着这个以色列的百姓去敬拜偶像，拜假神。
The only thing that the northern kings ever did was to lead the people of God, Israelites, to worship idols.
所以以色列的历史告诉我们，北国很早就被亚述灭。
So they were captured by the Assyrians very early on.
那很不幸，以利亚就在北国来服侍。
And Elijah was one of those people living in the north.
那他服侍的时候，当时以色列的王叫亚哈。
The king during his Elijah's service was called Ahab.
那亚哈是北国所有坏王里面，就是非常非常坏的，是数一数二的坏。
If he was the second worst, if not the first worst king that North Israel ever had.
那不但他坏，他还娶个老婆更坏。
He was terrible, and his wife was even worse.
那他太太叫耶洗别。
By the name of Jezebel.
其实圣经新约里面也提到过这个名字。
Actually, New Testament mentions that name too.
她为什么坏呢？说不但她怂恿自己的丈夫去这个拜偶像。
Why was she terrible? Not only did she lead her own husband into idolatry.
那她自己还供养了400个亚瑟拉的假先知。
She herself supported over 400 Asherah priests.
那如果十八章里面我们看的话，她还做了一件更坏的事情，就是她大肆收捕和追杀耶和华的先知。
And in chapter 18, you see that Jezebel actually goes out and searches for prophets of Lord.
反正你总结起来就是这个夫妻联手，然后变得花样的来得罪神。
So pretty much, you can see that these two join hands together to invent ways of offending God.
说这就是以利亚服侍的当时的政治背景。
So that was the political situation there during Elijah's time.
那就是白色恐怖。
It's white horror.
Terror.
White terror.
那当时的其实社会环境我们也看，如果一个王去拜偶像的话，所有的百姓都会跟着去拜偶像。
The social situation also, you can see that if the king himself worships idols, the people just follow him.
那耶和华的先知不是被杀，就是躲起来躲在山洞里面。
God's prophets, then the true God, they're either killed or they're in hiding.
那圣经里面也说耶和华的祭坛早已荒废破败。
So Jehovah's altars were all desolate and left alone and run down.
说就像以赛亚书六十章第二节里面所讲的，说当时的那个状况就是黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮蔽万里。
It's the same situation that Isaiah mentions in chapter 60, which was darkness covers the earth, thick darkness is over the people.
这是我们刚刚读的七节的背景。
That is the background of these seven verses from which
we read. 那我们现在来看第一节啊。
So let's look at verse 1.
那第一节这里面讲说，基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指的所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，也不降雨。
Verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain these years except at my word.
这是以利亚的出场白。
That was his first appearance.
这样霸气侧漏，对不对？
His introduction.
Okay. 那其实在圣经这个之前从来没有提过以利亚这个人。
Elijah was never mentioned before this verse, right?
没有任何关于以利亚的这个背景介绍。
nothing of his background or lineage.
说他是做什么的，他父亲是谁，他这时候有多大年纪，他有没有弟兄姐妹，这些都圣经都没有记载。
How old he was, who his ancestors were, and where he anything else related to him.
我们所能知道的就只有两点，第一个是说他在基列寄居。
All we know is that he lived in Gilead.
第二个是讲说他是提斯比人。
Secondly, he is a Tishbite.
提斯比这是一个这叫什么？非常小的一个地方，小到一个程度在地图上都找不到。
It's a very small location to the point where you can't find it on the map.
那可以说没有人在当时那个时代，没有任何一个人知道有以利亚这么一个人。
It's safe to say that nobody in that time knew who Elijah was.
那尽管没有人知道以利亚，但是神知道以利亚。
Nobody knew him, but God knew.
所以这是我强调的第一点，是讲神知道。
So that is my emphasis for the first point. God knows.
我们可以看出，当时是在所有黑暗的权势里面，好像没有人能够看见有希望。
I want to say that in that total darkness of the northern kingdom, no one can see hope, but God knows.
但是当神认为时候到了的时候，他就去把以利亚找出来，让他去迎击整个黑暗的权势。
And when it was time, God sent Elijah to take on that total darkness.
那后面我们可以看到说，以利亚不负众望哈，一个人将整个以色列国翻转过来。
And we can see that he completely turned Israel upside down.
说就这么一个以利亚就可以攻破撒旦的营垒。
This Elijah by himself was to break through Satan's dominion.
其实很多的时候，当我们看见这个人性的败坏啊，教会的软弱和我们自己光景的时候，我们有很多叹息，很多失望的时候。
Sometimes when we look at the state of the church and ourselves and our own hearts, we have a lot of anxiety and a lot of discouragement.
我们甚至会抱怨说：“神呢，你在哪里？”
We might even whine and complain, God, where are you?
你是不是睡着了？
Are you asleep?
那诗篇里面有讲说，你忘记我要到几时呢？你掩面不顾我要到几时？
Somewhere in Psalms says, How long will you keep your eyes away from me? How long will you be idle?
很多的时候我们在难处里面，这是常常我们从心里面所发出的感慨。
Many times we're in trials and troubles, this is the kind of attitude that we have.
那最近一段时间，不知道大家有没有注意到说，在美国的基督徒里面发生两件大事情。
Recently in the Christian community, two large events happened.
第一个就是美国很著名的牧师，他也是一个非常这个有名的作家，叫约书亚哈里斯。
First is it's an American pastor, a very popular book author by the name of Joshua Harris.
那他在这个社交媒体上宣布说，第一在七月二十几号他宣布，他第一个是离婚，第二个是不再放弃他自己的信仰，不再是基督徒。
In late July, he announced two things on social media. One was that his marriage was ending, and two, that he was no longer a Christian.
这是一个非常有名的牧师，在美国。
This is a very popular pastor in America.
也是非常这个有名的作家，他写的书有叫《不再约会》，还有讲《当男孩遇见女孩》，很多畅销书。
Two notable books he wrote was with regards to dating and marriage. The first one was called I Kissed Dating Goodbye, and the second one was called When Boy Meets Girl.
他之前就是竭力的倡导说要按照圣经来这个教导婚姻。
He was a proponent of using the Bible to teach marriage.
那我们查经班年轻人还曾经有一段时间组织一个这个叫什么读书的聚会来读他所写的书。
Teenager group have developed a system to a Bible study to study these two books.
然后我们从当中得到很多的帮助。
And it was very helpful.
那没想到就这样一个教导婚姻的牧师他本人竟然离婚。
Ironic and shocking that this person who teaches on marriage have failed marriage.
他也公开宣布他放弃了自己的信仰。
Not only that, he has publicly announced that by all definitions, he was not a Christian.
我相信每一个这个神的儿女听了都会很痛心。
I think that everyone is very sorrowful and sad.
那第二件事情是发生在8月10号，就这个月的8月10号。
Second event happened on the 10th of this month.
那在 Hillsong 那个教会有一个很那个著名的叫团队敬拜的领袖，他叫马蒂桑普森。
There is a worship leader in the Hillsong Church by the name of Marty Sampson.
他在跟前一个 Harris 做了同样的事情，也是在社交媒体上宣布他不再承认自己是基督徒。
He also, just like Harris, in social media announced that he was no longer Christian.
我想 Hillsong 对我们来讲 应该大家都很熟悉 很多年轻人都很喜欢他们这个团队所创作的诗歌
I'm sure many young people here know about Hillsong and enjoy their music
那这个Samson是这个创作团队的leader之一
Samson was one of those worship leaders
他创作了很多很脍炙人口的诗歌
Composed some very popular hymns
非常令人痛心的是这个曾经歌唱耶稣的人 如今他宣称他自己不再相信耶稣
Unfortunately and painfully, he announced that he's no longer Christian.
那他在这个社交媒体上讲说，他放弃信仰的原因是因为他很失望。
On his post, he said that one of the reasons he's no longer Christian because he's very discouraged.
他说他没有看到人为很少的人来谈论这个很多的牧师都堕落。Not
a lot of discussions going around on why so many pastors are failing.
那也没有人谈论现今的神迹为什么这样少。
And why miracles and signs are so few nowadays?
那他常常看到的就是基督徒一会儿说有一张吃人的嘴脸，一会儿又宣扬和平和爱。
He also said some people sometimes Christians chew each other out, and other times are all about peace and love. And
他感觉一切都非常的虚假。He
feels that everything is very hypocritical.
他所看到的就是牧师的堕落。What
he saw was failing pastors.
那神迹的稀少和弟兄姊妹的软弱。
Weak brothers and sisters and very few miracles.
他唯一没有看见神自己。He
saw all of that but didn't see God himself.
于是他选择了放弃他自己的信仰。Therefore,
he chose to abandon his faith.
其实我们在这里谈论这两个人不是要批评他们。Actually,
we're talking about these two people not to just judge them.
那我们不比他们好到哪里。Not
to judge them. We're no better than them.
我们的本质都是一样的软弱。
By our nature, we are more or less the same.
有一个人曾经讲过说，永远不要以为可以靠自己能够站立得稳。One
person says, never assume that you can stand upright by yourself.
我们今天之所以能够站立得住，是因为那个打倒我们的试探还没有临到我们。We
can stand today because that a temptation or a trial that can beat us down to a pulp is not here yet.
你会发现很多的时候，我们所在的环境，我们所看见的事情，就成为我们信仰最大的搅扰。
Many times the conditions, the environment, and the situation become one of the most biggest obstacles to our spiritual life.
那我们在这里面其实所要想的第一个就是我们要在信心里面真的认定神，无论环境多么险恶，我们的神都知道。So
one thing we have to commit to is that we have to be certain that God is who He says He is, regardless of situation.
无论神的家多么荒凉，到了时候神就会开始做翻转的工作。Regardless
of how desolate God's house is. When the time comes, He will do the work of transformation.
神在这里是差派的以利亚。
God here, He sent Elijah.
我们不知道说在现在这个时代里面神会差派谁。
We don't know who God is going to send in our current generation.
但是我们可以很确定地讲说撒旦有耶洗别，耶和华有以利亚。
We can say God has Elijah and Satan has
Yeshibe.
And Satan has Jezebel.
那神其实沉默或者神没有让我们看见他在做什么，不代表神不做。Just
because God didn't let us see what He's doing doesn't mean He's not doing it.
我们刚刚所看到，就在这样的境况里面，其实神很早就预备了以利亚。We
see from these verses that long before this happened, God has already prepared Elijah.
对于当时的世代人来讲，没有人知道说神已经在暗中预备了这么一个器皿。
To Elijah's contemporaries, nobody may have known that God has prepared such a thing.
那神让天不下雨，不是要为了灭绝，乃是为了拯救。
God giving a drought and lack of rain is not to kill, not for the sake of killing people.
因为在当时这个世代里面，这个 饥荒或者旱灾常常是表明神对以色列百姓的惩罚的手段之一。During
that time, the Old Testament time, famine and drought are two very common ways that God used to wake up the people of Israel.
神要借着这个困境把以色列百姓这个刚硬的心能够扭转回来。To
use these desperate situations to soften the hearts of those hard-necked, stiff-necked people.
其实今天神做事的法则是一样的。
Actually, today God's methods are no different.
神今天很多的时候要借着我们所经历的苦难来开通我们的耳朵。God
gives us very difficult circumstances sometimes to open up our minds and heart.
相信神知道如何做能够使我们回转。Believe
that God knows exactly how to turn us around.
那我们现在再来看以利亚。
Let's look at Elijah again.
圣经说,
it says, the Bible says that Elijah is a lodger, a traveler. Elijah has a very special trait. They live very carefully. I think we who are Chinese living in America can understand this. We are lodgers, renters here.
你想, 尽管说, 我们很多在美国的中国人的行事的准则就是多一事不如少一事, 对不对?
Our principles many times are one more thing is not as good as one
last
thing. Whenever there is incoming trouble, we take it.
可能你手里所持的是美国护照,
maybe you already have a green card.
或者是你拿的护照或者是你拿的绿卡
or maybe you have your visa and green card.
你可以无限期的在美国待下去
you're a permanent resident already.
但是你发现你的心态还是一个寄居者的心态
but you may find that your heart is still like a traveler, a renter.
但是你会发现说这个以利亚是一个寄居的
Elijah was also a lodger.
但是他却竟然跑到这个亚哈王面前去把神的审判这个讲给他听
Remember what he did. He went to Ahab and stood to his face and told him what God said.
那我刚刚已经讲了当时时代的背景。
I already explained the background.
你就大部分人躲还躲不及呢，对不对？
A lot of people there, they probably can't wait to. Well, a lot of prophets, they're running the other way, hiding.
既然自己送上门来。
Elijah came and kicked open the front door himself.
所以这一节你看的好像是挺简单的，其实有很多的东西可以让我们来学习来分享。
So it seems very simple and straightforward passage, but many things are for us to learn here.
那以利亚见到亚哈王的时候，他没有支支吾吾，他一开始就把他整个这个立场啊，或者是他的这个身份就表明出来。
He didn't ease into it when the moment Elijah saw Ahab, he told Ahab exactly who he was.
他说他所侍奉的是耶和华，他是耶和华的仆人。
It's the Lord God of Israel is before whom before I stand.
那只有这个从永远到永远的耶和华才是以色列的神。
And only the God of the God who lives from forever to forever is Israel's God.
这是以利亚的信仰告白。
This is his announcement of himself and his belief.
那与亚哈王和耶洗别所拜的这些巴利和亚瑟拉完全相反。
It's exact opposite of what Ahab and his wife Jezebel worshipped. Now the idols, one of them, Baal, was the false god that Israel worshipped. He was responsible for weather or rain or thunder or something.
按照迦南地这个宗教的习惯说，地上一切的福分都是巴利来负责管。
Oh, Canaan's of idol, and they by their tradition they said that he was in charge of all the rain and wet and climate.
那亚瑟拉据说是巴利的太太。
Asherah is sometimes known as Baal's wife.
那她负责这个生育。
Responsible for fertility.
所以你就可以想象说，当以利亚对亚哈讲说，我若不祷告，必不下雨，必不降露的时候。
You can imagine then when Elijah told Ahab. There will be no dew or rain except by my word.
其实他的潜台词就是告诉亚哈说，你们所信的巴利和亚瑟拉说话根本就不算。In
effect, he's saying to Ahab, "You, whatever Baal and Asherah says, it matters not at all."
只有我所侍奉的耶和华说了才算。Only
the Lord from before who I stand is.
我若不祷告，就不下雨，也不降露。If
I don't pray, it won't rain.
你尽可以求告你的巴利也好，求告耶撒拉也好，但是
You can plead with Baal or Asherah.
但是下不下雨由我祷告来决定。But
whether it rains or not depends on whether or not I pray.
这对于亚哈来讲，对于这个耶洗别来讲，简直就是赤裸裸的挑战，对不对？
This is a plain challenge to Ahab and Jezebel, is it not?
是面对面这个 challenge 这两个人。
It's a face-to-face confrontation.
我们都很佩服这个以利亚，非常有 guts.
We can all say that Elijah is full of guts.
你要想说，如果这一段拍成电影的话，当以利亚把这句话说完以后，我们所有人可能都要为以利亚捏一把汗。
If this was a movie, we would be on the edge of our seats when watching this.
难道以利亚不怕吗？
Was he not afraid?
我想如果要是我的话, 神要让我去对亚哈说这一段话的话,
I would think that if I was Elijah and God told me to say this to Ahab,
我一定要跟神好好祷告, 说, 到底神你确定没错吗?
I'm going to pray for a long time before God. Right? Are you sure about this, Lord?
你确定真的是让我去, 不是让那个人去?
Are you sure it's me you want, not the other person?
我肯定是越想越害怕。
The more I think about it, the more afraid I would be.
不知道说如果你是伊拉哈, 你有啥反应?
Wonder what your reaction would be.
我相信你的反应应该跟我的反应差不多。
Probably not too different than me.
我们都很害怕。
We're all very afraid.
但是这里面好像伊拉从来没有想这些。
Here, but it doesn't say anything about Elijah or fear.
他就简简单单照着神的吩咐就去了。
He went according to the Lord's command.
那我们现在来看第二节和第三节。
Let's look at then verse 2 and 3.
第二节第三节讲到说耶和华的话临到以利亚说, 你离开这里往东去, 藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
He says that then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith.
这里面有一个非常有趣的地方, 就是有个先后顺序的问题。
There is a very interesting thing here, that is the sequence of events that happen.
神说的第二节和第三节是当以利亚去见了亚哈以后神才说的。
What God said to Elijah in verses 2 or 3 transpired after Elijah's confrontation with Ahab.
你想神真的非常幽默。
I think God is quite humorous.
你设想一下如果神把第一节第二节第三节一起说说完以后让以利亚说你去见亚哈王。
If God had said what he did in verse 1, 2, and 3 before he went to see the king,
就像神找到以利亚说, 你去见亚哈,
if it's like God telling Elijah, go see Ahab,
告诉他说, 你若不祷告, 这个就不下雨, 也不降露,
say these things about not sending rain. If,
然后你跟亚哈说完以后, 你就往东去藏起来,
and then after you say that, just leave and go to
你想我们还会像刚才那么纠结吗?
Would we be as afraid as we were?
神要如果对我这么说, 我说, 没问题, okay, no problem.
I'd be like, okay, it's no problem.
为什么第一次和第二次有这么大的区别?
Why is there such a difference between those two things?
因为我们知道见完亚哈以后没问题嘛, 我还可以有机会再躲起来, 对不对?
Because you would know that there is not going to be any problem or trouble after.
我没有任何的生命危险, 我就可以去。
When we have physical danger,
可惜神就偏偏没这么做。
We wouldn't go, but God didn't say everything to Elijah first.
神说了后面说, 你去躲起来是当亚哈, 去世, 当以利亚见了亚哈之后才说。
God said those things in verses 2 and 3 after Ahab confrontation.
我相信这是神有意的, 是对以利亚的一个考验。
I think this was deliberate on the Lord's part and to test Elijah.
是对以利亚信心的一个考验。
A test of faith of Elijah.
那以利亚通过了。
And he passed with flying colors.
他去按着神的吩咐先去做了。
He went and done exactly according to the Lord's words.
因为以利亚知道他所信的是谁。
Because Elijah knew who he believed.
那提摩太后书里面讲说, 知道他所信的是谁, 也深信他能保全所交付他的直到那日。
2 Timothy says, For I know who I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have until that day.
以利亚相信神怎么说, 事情就怎么成就。
Elijah believes God will say something and he will do it.
他不仅里面有信心, 外面还有行为, 就是顺服神。
Not only does he have faith, but he also have works externally. And that is the proof, demonstration of his faith.
神让他做什么, 他就做什么, 不顾惜自己的生命, 不顾惜付任何的代价。
Whatever God told him to do, he went to do it. Doesn't care about his own physical danger or the price he has to pay.
那这里我要特别强调一点, 说, 当他把自己完全交在神的手里面,
I need to emphasize, when Elijah gave himself completely to God,
神就为他负责, 神就要保守他。
And God was totally responsible for him.
说神不仅知道我们一切的难处, 神更要保守我们在一切的难处里面。
God knows not only our difficulties, but also his children, he will guard his children.
那我们可能都有点意外, 说亚哈竟然听了这个以利亚所说的话, 没有什么反应, 就任凭以利亚走。
We might be surprised to find that Ahab just listened to Elijah and then just let him go.
那有很多的解释说, 因为当时是旱季, 雨水本来就比较少。
Some people explain it this way. One was that it was a dry season.
再加上以利亚名不见经传, 没有人知道他, 所以亚哈根本就认为他在胡说八道。
It was dry season and it was already dry. And second, nobody really knew Elijah, so nobody listened to him anyway. So
所以根本就没有把以利亚当回事，就任凭他走。
So he didn't really care for Elijah and just let him go.
这是一种解释，但是我更相信其实是神在后面的保守。
That is one explanation, but I personally lean toward the explanation that it was God's protection.
神知道以利亚将要面对的危险。
God knows the impending danger that Elijah was in.
所以神吩咐他先去藏起来。So
God told him to hide.
其实神不仅知道以利亚所面对的危险，他每一个儿女所面临的危险，神都知道。God
knows the impending danger of Elijah. He knows the impending danger of all his children.
问题就是很多的时候我们以为神不知道。What
counts is whether or not we believe that.
我们以为说我们所面临的困难，我们的难处。 没有人能够知道，神也不理解，不了解我们。We
may think that God doesn't know our trouble, that God doesn't understand, and nobody else understands either.
因为我们认为神不知道，所以我们就不肯把自己交在神的手里面。Because
we assume that God does not understand or know, we are unwilling to give ourselves into His hands.
我们更不肯把我们身上的重担交到神的手里面。And
not to give our troubles and anxiety unto Him.
说白了，因为我们不放心。
The root cause is that we're unsettled. We don't trust him.
我们感觉好像自己的办法比神更高明。I
think we think that we have better methods to deal with things than he does.
其实很多的时候，就是因为我们不愿意放手的缘故，导致神没有办法接过来。Many
times it's the very reason that God does not take over is because we won't let go.
那结局就是我们落在这个难处当中，一直都出不来。
Resulting in us being in our trouble for a long time.
所以是我们对神的认识不够，对神的信心也不够。Because
our understanding of God, our knowledge of God, and our faith to God is lacking.
所以当我们看见说神如何来保守以利亚的时候，是在求神来帮助我们。So
as we see how God protected Elijah this way, may Lord help us.
让我们真正的知道我们所信的是谁。To
really let us know. What kind of God we serve?
相信神在一切的环境当中都会保守我们。This
God we believe will protect us and keep us in all situations.
因为圣经里面讲说，他保护我们就像保护眼中的瞳仁一样。Because
the Bible says He protects us as the apple of His eye.
就像我们每个人都很保护自己的眼睛，对不对？The
same way that we protect our own eyes.
那神保护我们，就像我们保护我们自己的眼睛一样。He
protects us as we protect our own eyes.
那我们再看下一点，跟讲神的供应。
And the next point is God's provision, God provide.
那神让以利亚去基利西。
God told Elijah to go to Cherith.
那他吃什么？喝什么？
What's he going to eat? What's he going to drink?
在第四节到第七节那里面讲说，你要喝那溪里的水。
From verse 4 to 7, he says, you are going to drink from the brook.
那我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
And I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
于是以利亚照着耶和华的话，就去住在约旦河东的基利西旁。So
he went and did according to the word of God and lived there.
那乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。The
raven brought him bread and meat in the morning, and he drank the water from the brook.
过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为没有雨下在地上。And
after a while, the brook dried up because there was no rain.
那神告诉以利亚说：“你去喝那溪里的水。”God
told Elijah, "Go drink the water in that brook near Cherith."
那我也已经吩咐乌鸦来供养你。I
have already commissioned a raven to feed you.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到了吗？一个侍奉神的人，神不仅保守他，神还要供应他一切的需要。So
brothers, do you see God provides for commands to His servant, but also provides for His needs?
那渴了，神给他溪水喝。
When he was thirsty, that he drank from.
饿了，神就差派乌鸦来供养他，给他送吃的。When
he became hungry, he got meat from birds and raven.
其实乌鸦在圣经里面是一个不洁净的动物。If
you remember, raven is an unclean animal.
它本身是这个非常喜欢吃肉的。The
ravens themselves like to eat meat.
那这里奇妙就奇妙在说，神却吩咐他叼一块肉，而且不许他吃。
It's interesting that God tells the raven to pick up meat and not to eat it.
然后让他一直的飞，一直飞到以利亚的头上。And
keep flying until he reaches Elijah.
然后嘴巴还得必须张开，把肉掉在以利亚的面前。
And they have to open his his mouth and dropped the meat in front of Elijah.
在人看来这是根本不可能的事情。
To us, this seems atrocious, impossible.
这中间只要有任何一个环节出了问题的话，肉就不可能掉在以利亚的面前。
If any one of these things that we just mentioned fails, the meat is not going to reach Elijah.
那我们可以再想一想说这个不是一次就算大功告成了。
Also consider it's not a one-time mission.
这里面讲说乌鸦每天要送两次，早晚各一次。
The raven had to do it twice a day, all day, twice a day, every day.
啊，那还不是一天，要好多天。
And it's not just one single day, it's for many
days. 那有多久呢？就是从溪水渐渐干了为止。
How long? It wasn't until the brook dried up.
那你就想至少要一段时间。
You would think it's going to be a while.
那乌鸦天天都这个样子。
Raven had to do that twice a day, every day.
神的供应是不是很奇妙？
Isn't that marvelous what God provides?
神不仅是以利亚的神，他也是乌鸦的神。
God is not only Elijah's God, he is also the God of the raven.
人也好，自然界也好，其实都在神的掌控里。
Whether it's man or nature, everything is under God's dominion.
在人看来没有出路的时候，其实神是可以在旷野里开道路，在沙漠里开江河的那位神。
When man is out of options, God can open up a stream in the desert or a pond in the wilderness.
因为我们的供应可以从天上而来。
Our provision comes from above.
那乌鸦是什么？乌鸦其实就是神在难处里面给我们所开的道路。
And raven is that path that is open in our in the wilderness.
可以这么讲说，只要乌鸦还在，神的恩典就不会断绝。
You can think of it this way: as long as the raven is there, God's grace is there.
那每次当以利亚饿了的时候，他要怎么样
？So what happened each time Elijah got hungry?
他就只能抬头望天，等着乌鸦来给他送吃。
You will have to look up to the sky for the raven to be there.
他要等着神的供应从天而来。
Have to wait for the provisions from the Lord.
那在更多后书里面，其实保罗也说过同样的话。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul said something like this.
他说：“我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。”在更多后书四章八节。
In 2 Corinthians 4, Paul said something of the same sentiment. He said, "We're hard." 2 Corinthians 4:8. We're hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed.
为什么保罗能够在四面受敌的时候却不被困住？
How could Paul not be bound and frozen when there's enemies from all sides?
因为他的出路不在地上，在天上。
Because his escape route is not to those sides, but from above.
人可能把我们在地上的路都堵死。
People can stop all of our options.
但神却会把天上的门永远向我们打开。
But the door above is always open for us.
那我们再来看一点，就是讲说神的供应天天都有。
Let's consider the fact that God's provisions is a daily thing.
这里面讲说乌鸦早晚都叼饼和肉来。
It says here that the raven is there day and night every day.
所以神的供应是从早到晚，从一天开始到一天结束。
God's provisions is day by day, morning to night.
所以从这个看来，神的儿女根本就不用为日用的饮食来忧虑，对不对
？So from this perspective, we ought to say that we should not worry about what we shall eat.
因为神曾应许我们说，天上的飞鸟不种不收，天父尚且养活它。
Jesus already said, the sparrows they don't sow or reap or gather.
那我们在天父的眼里，比那些飞鸟要贵重的多。
And the Lord provides for them, and are we not more important?
说有一个故事哈。
There's a story.
在一个冬天的晚上，有个孩子和他母亲在一起。
In a winter cold winter night, a mother and her young son is in the house.
那家里很穷，已经买不起吃的。
They were very poor. They couldn't afford any more food.
所以晚上马上就要挨饿。
So they were going to go hungry for another night.
那天气又很冷，说屋里也没有办法点火。
So it was very cold, so they couldn't make a fire and keep warm either.
那母子两人就坐在一起读圣经。
So the mother and her own son sat there reading the Bible by themselves.
那圣经上有一句话就引起了这个小孩子的注意。
So one phrase from the Bible gained the child's attention.
那这句话就是我们刚刚所读到的，说神对以利亚所说的一句话。
And that was one thing that God said to Elijah.
说我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
I have commanded the ravens to feed you there.
所以这个小孩子就对他妈妈讲。
So this boy said to his mom.
说妈妈，我们把门打开好不好
？Mom, can we just let's open the door?
这样的话，神就可以差遣乌鸦飞进来。
This way, God will be able to give us a raven to feed us.
那我们就可以有晚饭吃。
We'll have our dinner.
那非常肯定。
Very, very sure of himself when he said.
就好像那个乌鸦一开门，乌鸦马上就要飞进来。
As if he's expecting the raven to be there immediately when he opens the door.
那这个母亲就被小孩子的信心说服了。
The mother was moved and convinced.
那就起身就把门打开。
And opened the door.
可是根本就没有乌鸦。
But there was no raven.
那过了一会儿，有一个人从这里经过。
Now a while later, a person walked by.
那这个人发现这么大冷的天，怎么？这一家门还开着。
And the guy saw, it's so cold, why is this house, why is the door open in this house?
难道是主人出外的时候忘记把门关上了？
Maybe the owner of the house forgot to lock the door when he left?
那又不像，因为他屋里看见屋里有灯光。
It seemed like it, the light's still on.
所以他好奇心就让这个人进到这个屋里来。
So out of his curiosity, he went there.
那当他问清楚以后，他就对这个母子二人说，我就是神差来的乌鸦。
After he assessed what was going on, he said that I am the raven that God sent.
所以这对母子的需要就由这个人来供。
So their needs were met by this stranger.
其实这个故事就告诉我们，很多的时候，当我们把信心的门向神敞开的时候
，This story illustrates to us sometimes when we open the door of our faith to God,
神就会用他的大能来帮助我们。
God will use His power and strength to help us.
永远不要对我们所信的神失望。
Do not despair. Do not be discouraged.
我们所需要做的就是在信心里面等候我们的神。
We need to wait for him by faith.
看这个万军之耶和华如何来帮助我们。其实神在每个难处里面都为我们预备了乌鸦。
To see how the Lord of hosts help us. In every situation, God has prepared for us a raven.
神的恩典永远都不会断绝。
His grace does not
exhaust. 因为神说我的恩典够你们用。
Because he says his grace is sufficient for us.
我快一点讲，我们讲最后一点，讲到说神的教导。
Let me speed things up. Last thing is Lord's teaching.
那神将以利亚藏起来，一方面是出于对以利亚的保护。
One way of God telling Elijah to go there, and one aspect is to protect him.
我想第二个原因就是神要借此来训练，来教导以利亚。
A second reason God brought Elijah there is to train him.
那以利亚所学的第一个功课，神让他要学的就是等候神。
First lesson he learned was to wait upon the Lord.
那神可以让以利亚站在亚哈的面前为神说话。
He was able to stand before Ahab to speak the word of God.
神现在要让以利亚来学会如何不说话。
Now God is teaching Elijah to say nothing.
所以神为以利亚预备了一个基利西，在那里只有他和神在一起。
Elijah prepared a place for him to be alone with God there.
那这其实这也是神一直让我们所要学的功课。
Actually, this is a lesson that God wants to teach us.
我们有时候感觉侍奉神挺难。
We think that it's hard to obey God.
其实等候神更难。
Actually, waiting for our Lord is even harder.
那神要我们安安静静的待在一个地方，好像让我们自己感觉我们什么都做不了。
Lord tells us to wait in one place silently with ourselves. We feel like we can do nothing.
那感觉自己像废物一样，什么也做毫无用处。
Like we're good for nothing. We're useless.
其实，在神的眼里根本就不是。
But in God's eyes, we are. It's not so.
我们每个人在神的眼里都是无价之宝。
In each of us, each of us to the Lord were treasures to Him.
那其实最明显的例子，在圣经里面的例子就是摩西。
One prime example is Moses.
摩西在旷野里放羊四十年。
Moses was shepherd for 40 years in the wilderness.
从40岁的年富力强一直放到80岁饱经风霜。
From the age 40 to when he was 80.
那在人看来其实摩西是浪费了他一生最好的时候。
To people, we might say that Moses wasted the 40 best years of his life.
摩西坐了40年的冷板凳。
40 years of being a bench warmer.
那其实神却用这40年来训练摩西如何在野外生存。
Actually, those 40 years were used by God to teach Moses how to survive in the wilderness.
40岁的时候，摩西可能知道埃及人一切的学问。
At 40, Moses may be knowledgeable of all the teachings of Egypt.
但是80岁的时候，摩西晓得在旷野一切野外生存的技能。
By 80, Moses knew all the tricks and methods and ways of surviving in the wilderness.
哪里有水啊，哪里有这个毒蛇猛兽，哪里有危险，摩西都知道。
Where to look for water, where there's danger, where there's snakes and beasts, he knew.
是当摩西学的差不多的时候，神就说：“摩西，你可以出来。”
So when it was about time, God said, yeah, you can come out.
你这个野外生存训练可以结束。
Your training is finished.
我现在要让你去做一件更大的事情。
You're going to go and do something greater than that.
要把我的百姓从埃及地带出来，要带进迦南。
You're going to bring my people into Canaan.
你会发现，如果没有40年神预备摩西在旷野学的这些。
Without those 40 years of training Moses had in the wilderness, he wouldn't have been able to fulfill God's command to him. No way to bring those Israelites to the destination in Canaan. The same similar example happened to David.
当大卫在野外放羊的时候，神用狮子、用熊来训练他。
When David was shepherding, the Lord used lions and bears to train him.
说当哥利亚巨人哥利亚来挑战神的百姓的时候，大卫可以出去迎敌。So
David, when Goliath came around, David just went out right into battle.
没有之前的预备，
nope.
你想一个孩子能够打败巨人哥利亚吗？
No preparation. You think a little small boy can handle a giant?
那不仅圣经里面的人，其实圣经外面的人，外面的。
Not only the people in the Bible have this experience, but people outside of it do too.
大家都知道说，这个约翰班扬就是写这个《天路历程》的人。
You know the author of the Pilgrim Progress, John Bunyan?
他在监狱里坐了12年的牢。
He was imprisoned for 12 years.
就是因为这12年的牢，他写出了这本《天路历程》。
It was during those 12 years that he wrote that Pilgrim's Progress book.
那同样的还有宋尚杰，他说他被关在疯人院里面关了193天。
Also, this other guy named John Sung, he was in an asylum.
他在这个疯人院里什么也做不了，于是就这个发疯的读圣经。
He couldn't really do anything else, so he just read the Bible.
他自己说他在93天里面他读了40遍的圣经。
In 193 days, he read the Bible 40 times.
他说疯人院就是他的神学院。
He said that the asylum was his seminary.
其实神很多的时候把我们带到一些意想不到的地方, 目的就是要操练我们的生命。
So we see that God sometimes takes us to a place that doesn't make any sense with the purpose and intention of training us.
那真的求主帮助我们, 让我们能够愿意甘心乐意的来 来到神的面前学习他为我们预备的功课。
May God help us to be willing to come before that place to be trained by Him.
那学习如何来与神独处，学习安静在神的面前。
To learn how to be quiet before Him, learn to trust in Him in silence.
那第二个功课其实是信心的功课。
Second homework is the homework of faith.
那我们如果看这七节，就每个地方都需要信心。
We look at these seven verses and we see the necessity of faith everywhere.
就像这里面神对这个以利亚所说的说，喝，你去喝西里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
Just like in verse 4 when it says, you're going to drink from the brook and I've commanded the ravens to feed you there.
那喝西里的水没什么难处。
It's not difficult to drink from the brook.
难是难在说要等着乌鸦来供养我。
What is more difficult is to wait for the raven.
一方面这件事情从来都没有发生过。
On the one hand, because this has never happened before.
那另一方面，其实以利亚也可以像彼得一样讲说：“哎呀，神呐，这不洁净，我这样的东西我从来没吃过。”
Another reason is Elijah could have had the same reaction as Peter did. Not so, Lord, I will not eat this because it's unclean.
但是你会发现，以利亚根本就没有这样的想法。
But it doesn't say anything about him having this reaction.
神怎么说，他就怎么去做。
Whatever the Lord said, he did.
竟然没有一点疑惑，没有一点怀疑。
No hesitation and no doubt.
每一天的饮食都由乌鸦来负责。
Every day, food comes from the raven.
早晚各一顿，外卖小哥准时送到。
The takeout arrives right on time.
我发现现在国内这个服务特别好，就是你做什么可以足不出户就送到家门口。
I feel like in China it's very simple. Like whatever you get, everything comes to your door.
就这里面就是讲到说，这个以利亚就天天就等这个乌鸦来给他送吃送喝。
So Elijah spent his days waiting for the raven to come to him with food.
那我看下一个功课哈。The
next homework.
最后一个讲到说，过了一些日子，溪水就干了。It
says here in verse 7 that after a while the brook dried up.
我想问大家一个问题：溪水干的时候，以利亚在哪
？Let me ask you a question. where was Elijah when the brook dried up? Where was he?
这七节里面讲说, 以利亚还在基利西,
he was still in Cherith.
他没有走,
he didn't leave.
他离开是因为在下一节神说话以后,
he left later when God gave another command.
我们可以想一下, 他坐在这个守在, 基利西的旁边, 天天看到这水越来越少。
Imagine now when he's sitting by the brook in Cherith, watching the brook getting.
一开始还是水, 后来就变成, 估计是就很细很细的一条线。
Started with a stream of water, and then the width of that stream got smaller and smaller.
慢慢直到有一天细水全干了。
So the, and then one day it completely dried up.
直到这个时候耶和华才有话临到以利亚。
It wasn't until that time that the Lord had words for him.
你想想如果是我们我们能等到这一天吗?
Honestly, can you picture yourself waiting that long?
我们可能水稍微少一点的时候就开始忧虑。
We would start worrying as soon as the stream got smaller.
要再成为细线的时候我们可能跟热锅上的蚂蚁一样。
By the time it's a string, we'll be panicking like ants on a hot bowl.
绝对等不到水干。
We're not going to wait till the end.
我就先走。
We're going to leave.
但是以利亚没有。
Elijah did not.
以利亚根本就没有看水没有干。
He didn't even look whether or not.
因为神让他等在这，他就没有选择离开。
Because God told him to wait right there, he has no other options.
所以他根本就没有看环境，他的眼睛只有神。
So he didn't look at the environment. His eyes were fixed on the Lord.
他只在乎神怎么说。
He cared only for what God says.
其实这个基利西的水为什么会干？神可以完全让这水不干。
So why did the brook dry up in Cherith? God could have easily replenished it.
所以很多时候神做的事情让我们感觉 doesn't make any sense.
So sometimes God's actions toward our troubles makes no sense.
那圣经里面讲到说有一次耶稣吩咐门徒说你们坐船那个渡到那边去，门徒就去了。
So one time Jesus told his disciples, you take the boat and go to the other side. Do you remember what they encountered?
遇到风浪，对，摇橹甚苦。
They encountered a rainstorm, didn't they?
还有在使徒行传里面说, 耶稣的灵引导保罗去腓立比。
And then in Acts 16, in Acts 17, Lord's Spirit told Paul to go to Philippi.
结果呢, 在腓立比, 这个保罗被人用棍子打, 被下在监里, 两脚还伤了木狗。
And it was there when he and Silas was tied in prison, and they were chained up and flogged and stripped.
但是就是因为有这样的经历，所以当门徒在海上的时候，才能够体会到神与他们同在。
It was during that time of turbulence where he could experience God's presence.
因为保罗在腓立比被打下监，却让那家狱卒都得救。
Because what came out of that situation with Paul in prison is that the warden, the prison guard,
所以很多的时候我们没有办法想到说神到底他做事的目的和意义是什么。
So sometimes we don't know the purpose or a destination of God's will.
神没有应许我们说天色苍蓝花香长漫。
God didn't promise us a trouble-free life.
但是神有一个应许，就是说他一生，我们的一生，他不离不弃与我们同在。
He did promise that He'll be with us to the end of age.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前，我们一起来学一个功课。
So in front of us, brothers and sisters, let's learn this.
无论是这个阳光明媚。 还是阴天雨天，我们相信都是神的恩典，神的祝福。
Sun or rain, day or night, we will believe in His blessing.
我们可以像以利亚一样，学着不看环境，单单依靠我们的神。
We can learn to be like Elijah, to be independent, to see things independently from situation.
好，那我们今天就讲这七节。So
we're gonna just mention these seven verses today.
其实如果我们稍微再往下看两节的话，你就会发现说，基利西的水干了以后，神告诉以利亚让他去另外一个地方。If
we kept going, we would have seen that the Lord told Elijah to go to another place.
神同样在那里为他预备了一个寡妇来供养他。In
the same way, He provided Elijah a widow to take care of him.
所以水干了不代表神的恩典断绝。The
brook dried up does not represent that God left him or abandoned him.
那神没有阻止水干，其实是要把我们带到更深的地步。God
letting the brook dry up is to take us to a deeper place.
神为我们预备了更大的恩典在后面。To
prepare a greater grace there.
所以我们刚刚一共讲了四点哈。So
we mentioned four points, right?
我们来总结一下。
Let me summarize.
一个讲到说神都知道。
First, God knows all things.
在我们一生的年日里面，一切的环境当中，每一件事情其实神都知道。
All our days, all our years, environment, and everything that happens, God knows.
他不仅知道，他还保守我们不湿脚。
He not only knows that, he will ensure we don't get wet feet.
他用那看不见的篱笆四面来保守我们。
He'll protect us in that way.
他也应时的供应我们一切的需要。
He provides for our needs.
那更宝贵是说，他在一切的环境当中，他亲自来教导、来训练我们。
More precious is that in all environments and situations, He trains us.
这就是我们所信的神，我们所侍奉的耶和华。
This is the Lord in whom we believe.
看到这些，我们真的要从心里面感觉我们是何等蒙福的一群人。
So looking at Elijah in this way, we ought to realize how blessed we are.
那我不知道我们当中可能会有一些福音朋友。
I gather that there may be some non-believers.
那我有个盼望，就是说这样的神不仅是我们的神，也能够成为你的神。
I hope that this God is not only our God.
就像我们刚开始唱的那首，我们刚开始唱的那首诗歌一样。
Like our hymn earlier this morning.
爱的神做我牧人。
The loving God is our shepherd.
我盼望说，我们当中每一个人都有这位爱的神做牧养我们。
We hope that each of us can have this loving shepherd.
那如果你还有问题的话，我借这个机会说你，我们下周有福音营啊。
If you still have questions, I want to use this opportunity to tell you we have a gospel conference.
今天是报名的截止日期。
Today is the last chance to register.
所以如果你还把握机会说能够去福音营，能够认真的了解。
So you ought to make the most of your time and to register to go.
愿神的恩典能够早日临到我们。
May God's grace be with you.
好，我们有个祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣啊，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we really thank you.
主啊，我们所分享的，我们越分享，我们里面又满了感恩。
The more we share, the more we see, the more thankful we are.
主啊，你实在是爱我们的那位主。
You're really a God that loves us.
主啊，你我们一切的难啊、困难，你都知道。
You know our troubles, every one of them.
主啊，你保守，你供应，你更引导我们。
You protect, you provide, and you lead us.
我们就把我们每个人再次交在主的手中。
So we give ourselves into your hand.
主啊，可能很多的时候，我们现在就正处在这样的难处当中。
Many of us may be in a situation of trouble.
主啊，愿我们今天所分享的话能够成为我们实际的经历。
May these words shared become our practical reality.
愿一切的环境能够操练我们的信心。
May all situations train our hearts.
帮助我们能够知道我们所信的是谁。
Help us to know and to have confidence in whom we have believed.
主啊，也深信你能够保守我们直到那日。
And we truly know that you will protect, you will hold this truth until that day.
我们把赞美感谢归给你。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.